Okay.
I'll do it if you want. Okay, that's good.
Okay, folks, let's go. Time to start. All right, I'm sorry for that. I had to get up for a minute and move around. I hurt my back earlier today. So were there, did you folks have more to say? Oh, go ahead.
My name's Chris Deppe. I have to admit, I just saw this for the first time tonight, so I'm just going on first impressions, but if I'm in a meeting and I see somebody with a PowerPoint, I think they're trying to sell me something. And so I have to say that a PowerPoint presentation with a conclusion at the end, to me, seems like campaign material. That's, again, my impression of it. I haven't taken a position on the bond, to be honest, but if I look at this, it feels like it's campaign material, so.
Thank you for the comment. Anybody else? Okay. Okay, got the comment. Anything else? Yes, go ahead, Chief.
Just a point of clarification. John Stein had mentioned that these items are before the board tonight, and I think he kind of mentioned funding. Just so everyone is clear on this fact, that what's before the board tonight is just the approval of the materials themselves. The funding was approved at our last board meeting last month, so there's no funding attached to this approval. It's strictly approving the materials as they've been prepared.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So I have a suggestion. In light of the comments that have been made, I think a solution, I do think, by the way, that the board can do a neutral statement without an independent body. I think that we have the ability to be objective. But I do think that it would be useful for us to perhaps approve the materials as provided here, with the caveat that there will be an ad hoc committee of the board appointed to work with some members of the park committee to go through it and take out any language that we feel is not as neutral as it should be.
I think that's an excellent idea, and would you be willing to serve on said committee?
If you know me, I love editing.
Okay, do I have another volunteer on the board? Hold on the board to serve on that committee? All right, and so you two can get together with the park committee and pursue this.
We'll do that ASAP because I know there's some urgency.
All right, so then do I have a motion? Any further comment? I'm sorry.
Just a little clarification for me. So the two directors will be working with the park committee to review what
review the language from the park committee and to take out anything that we feel may be borderline language, less than neutral.
Everything that isn't absolutely, we want it to be absolutely neutral, so they're taking a second look at it to make sure that everything is neutral.
I think the California Supreme Court in cases I looked at indicated that it is impossible to be absolutely neutral, but
as neutral as reasonably possible. How will that do?
As reasonably possible.
Sure.
No.
We'll let the two board member volunteers select who to meet with, okay?
Let's have two board members. So I'll make a motion. I move that we adopt the materials as presented with the caveat that this board will authorize an ad hoc committee composed of Linda Lipscomb and myself to work with two members of the park committee, ensuring that none of those members are members of the board, to take out any language or insert any language to ensure that this document is objective.
Do I have a second? Well, all right, question.
Are you going to have any members in the community on this?
As usual, Leonard, we would love to have you submit any comments you have by email, so please feel free to tell us.
But not on the committee.
No, on the committee already are members of the community.
Yeah, that's a committee that was put together a long time ago for this. How long has the committee been working on this? How many years?
4 years.
4 years. This has been worked on. There's been lots of public input in that process. But anyway, that's a committee that's already been constituted. Anything else? Yes.
Some people will read it just before they vote. It's the recommendation of the professionals that the information go out to the community more than once. That's why the 3 days were adopted.
And it's going out to everyone, people who are in favor of it and people who are against it, right? It's going to the entire community.
The
so what you want to make sure is that everyone has the opportunity to be fully informed before they vote.
As informed as we can reason. All right, thanks for the comment. Anything else? Do I have a second for Pat's motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes. Okay, we have a final item on the agenda tonight. I simply want to report on a presentation I made last night to the fire board. I have been aware over the last couple months that a number of citizens in the community are looking at the different funding scenarios of the two districts, the fire board and the police board. I'll just call us the police board for the sake of brevity. And there is a sense among the folks I've been talking to that the fire department could help us out a little bit, the fire board could help us out a little bit in this time of our budgetary stress, and a little thing they could do that would be helpful would be to not charge rent for the police occupying the public safety building. As you all know, I'm sure, the public safety building is owned by the fire board, and the fire board leases space to the police to occupy the building. And the rent we pay for it is about $35,000 a year. We also pay for the routine maintenance of the building and the utilities. We split those costs down the middle with the fire board. So the proposal I made to the fire board last night was that they consider not charging us rent, or only charging us $1 a year rent for occupying the building. We apparently, or the fire board owns some fire trucks, and they rent them for $1 a year to the El Cerrito Fire Department. So that's part of a deal. So that's a familiar theme, renting things for $1 a year. So I made that request to the fire board. In advance of making that request, the chair of the board, Janice Kosel, requested financials from us. I had requested financials from the fire board because I wanted to see what their budget looked like and get a handle on what their reserves looked like. And she also asked for an opinion letter on whether it would be an unlawful gift of public funds if the fire district were to not charge rent for occupation of the building. So I had our attorneys draft up an opinion letter to that effect. I'm sure you've all read the Outlook. There's been some discussion of this issue in the last issue of the Kensington Outlook, and even a California Supreme Court case cited. It seems pretty clear to me, and I think probably the members of this board and probably anybody who's looked at the issue who has training in law, that it doesn't appear to be a gift of public funds by any reasonable interpretation, because we're talking about, first of all, a single community served by two different district boards. So if we're talking about a gift, usually a gift is from one person to another, not from one person to his or herself. So it'd be like, you know, the citizens of Kensington giving something to themselves, and that qualifying legally as a gift. So there's a problem with that concept right at the gate, in my view, this idea of the gift of public funds. The other thing is that that there isn't any private purpose being served by it. It's not like money is being given to some private group by a government body. This is purely for public use and for public benefit. It helps the police to do their job, or helps us to help the police to do their job. And finally, there actually is a pretty significant material benefit the fire board gets from the fact that we work side by side with them. We respond, we meaning the police respond to the same emergencies, the same calls the fire department gets. Very often the police are at the scene before the firefighters get there, so they have an opportunity to secure the scene if that's an issue, facilitate the fire trucks coming in if that's an issue, deal with any emergencies that need to be attended to before the firefighters get there, to the extent the police can. So they do a lot of work in support of the actual coming to the scene and dealing with the emergency that the firefighters carry out. They also, by occupying the building itself, they do things that help the fire department. They provide building security while the fire district personnel are away on a call. They provide reception services while the fire district personnel are away on a call. They maintain on-site emergency an on-site emergency phone located on the exterior of the building, which can serve either the fire department or the police. And you know, they work together in that building. They maintain a certain amount of familiarity, and that's also important to a well-functioning team. And really, the firefighters and the police in this district are a team. I think, in fact, we should be thinking about how they can work even better as a team. We want alignment between the two. We want them to work synergistically together. And we want to have a sense that the two districts are working together as much as they can to serve the holistic needs of the community, not just the narrow jurisdictional needs of the particular district making a decision at any one time. So that's the proposal I tendered to the fire board last night. They met in closed session to consider it. It was on their agenda. We got support from Anthony, sort of reiterating some of the themes that I did at that meeting. And in the end, they came out and said they took no action, which I took to be a good sign. It looks like they're taking the matter under consideration. I do think that there is genuine concern, for whatever reason, that there is a legal issue here that they want to get completely straight on. So I suspect they'll be looking for a legal opinion from their own counsel on this gift of public funds issue. So that's what happened in the meeting. We may well see a decision from the fire board next month, and I'll be going to that meeting as well, and probably reporting out on that meeting at our meeting the day after. So that's what I have to report. Does anybody have any questions or comments on that? Yes. No, I didn't raise that with them. I just looked at the contract. I took a look at the contract. In fact, Lynn showed me the contract. I wanted to, you know, see what we're dealing with. And I took a look at the contract, and that's what it provides for. We pay for their services, as you know. We pay something like $2.3 or $4 million a year for the firefighting service of El Cerrito. And we kick in our trucks as part of the effort, essentially for free. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I applaud you for that. I think there's one
No, they do not.
Is that not the use of public funds from us to them?
I hope not, because I'd be arrested. I wouldn't do well in jail.
We rest our case. Linda, did you have a comment?
Yeah, this is...
Yeah, I think years ago, Vita, I think you were there when this lease issue came about, and I said, I don't understand this. The taxpayers on both ends of this deal. Why do we have to pay more to the one district? It's got to come out of the same pocket in the end, and really we have to work together. And I think that these issues about a gift of public funds, in view of the fact that we pay approximately 30% of the El Cerrito Fire District's budget for fire, is extraordinary. We have 5,000 people. They have about 25,000. That means, and the area that's covered is rather small in comparison, 1 square mile, and I don't know what they have. I think they might even have like 10 or 11 square miles to cover. But it's certainly more. We're very much paying for very much more than our proportional share, in my view. Moreover, it isn't just the cost of the $2.4 million on the contract that we pick up. We pick up the cost of the building as well. And if it truly were part of a three-station system that's maintained by El Cerrito that we're renting out, we wouldn't be doing that. They would be doing that. So I think it's time that we really got together on this, because as everybody in this room probably knows, there have been some inequities produced by the Prop 13 formula, and I think that they can be worked with and addressed to the benefit of the community overall. So those are my comments on it, and the lease is a good start.
Yeah, and let me say, you know, ultimately it comes back to the taxpayer dollars, our taxpayer dollars. And if our taxpayer dollars are not being spent in the most cost-effective, reasonable way they can be spent to serve the needs of the entire fabric of the community, then the taxpayers are not being served as well as they should be. So if we have... we do get into a situation where there's an imbalance between the two districts, and that results in a diminution of any kind in the services either of the two districts provides, then we've got a situation that's not serving the taxpayers, and we have to keep that in mind. What's the best way to make your tax dollars go as far and effectively as possible? Go ahead.
So I think one of the committees I'm on is the Intergovernmental Committee, and I think you had mentioned, Lynn, what I thought was a really good idea, that we stop this sort of sibling rivalry and start to have more communication between the boards. And so I wonder if we could put on the agenda maybe for next time that we have some kind of a proposal, and I'll take some responsibility for trying to figure that out, for how we might have some members of this board and some members of the fire board meet on some type of a regular basis for your idea, and come up with ways that we could economize and help each other and ensure that we're having good communication and not sort of these stilted conversations that we've been forced into.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, I've been actually, well, that's why. Compliment me some more. So let's do that. Let's work on that together. Just along those lines, I mean, the thing I've had in mind since I came on this board is the idea that Dan O'Brien put in my head, that we are probably not doing as much as we should to clear away fuel, not only in the park here, fuel for a wildfire, not only in the park here, but around the school, in the areas we border the parks. And as I think you know, several months ago, we applied for a grant from Diablo Fire Safe to do some of that work. But the way we really should be proceeding is, I think, first going to the fire department and saying, how can we, two districts, work as effectively as we can to pool our resources and do what we can to get the region, you know, in the best possible posture can be to resist a wildfire should one start, and even go to other districts like the school, like the parks, other towns, Berkeley, El Cerrito, and see if there's any opportunity, any need I suspect there is, to have a sort of a regional presence, you know, a sort of regional plan for identifying the most prone areas to wildfire should one start. And I don't need to mention that we're in the midst of the worst drought we've ever had in California's history. It's not going to get any better, most likely, for the next year, or at least until the next rainy season. So we're going to be particularly vulnerable in the months that come, once this little bit of rainy season wears off. So, yes, go ahead, Anthony. I'd like to think about that. I'll tell you, I met with Chief Lance Maples the other day just to see if he thought it was a good idea to have something like what Pat suggested. I wanted to feel him out on that. He was open to it. So I wouldn't want to blast the fire board with something that they haven't anticipated. I'd like to think about it a little bit with Pat. And be happy to chat with you about it along the way. I'm not sure I want to do it just yet that way, but I'm open. I want to think it through a little bit. Okay, well, if there's nothing more, I guess we can call it a day. And thanks, everybody, for coming.
Motion to adjourn.
Oh, yes. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. We're adjourned, folks.